A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from this law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, here's an eye-opening research finding. America Magazine, in its February 23rd issue, reported that a study conducted by researchers at the Robert Wood Johnson Clinical Scholars Program at Yale University suggests that a solution to preventing gun violence in this country, the United States, is a simple one: love your neighbor. They did not suggest some new legislation, rather that enduring biblical one: love your neighbor. Researchers looked at the way in which communities survive and recover from natural disasters and found much that is applicable to communities experiencing gun violence as well. Knowing one's neighbor, increasing communal events, bettering relations with police, all these help create resilient neighborhoods, better able to move forward and better positioned to prevent violent situations. The most helpful law would be love your neighbor. Our gospel selection today from Matthew's Sermon on the Mount places Jesus and the law in a context of continuity. The church community addressed by Matthew was largely Jewish, and so the attitude of Jesus to the law was an urgent question for them. Jesus makes clear his position, which is still further clarified throughout the whole of Matthew's gospel. To Matthew, Jesus is the ultimate expression of the law. So to pay attention to him, to his person, his mission, and his ministry is the message. He is the accomplishment of the purpose God intended for the law. In him is true continuity. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. So whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Love God and love your neighbor would sum up the whole of his law. Would not these commandments also fit all aspects of the law of the Old Testament? Are they not what is so poetically expressed in Psalm 19, which says, "The law of Yahweh is new life for the soul, is trustworthy, is wisdom for the simple, is joy for the heart, is light for the eyes, is more desirable than gold, sweeter than honey." In short, the law of Yahweh is a beautiful gift. We may sometimes find ourselves wincing at words like command and ordinances and statutes. This gospel word asks us to remember the law, which is the life of Jesus, a life of love, transforming, enlightening, freeing love. More than a lawgiver, Jesus is in person the enduring yet new eternal law. No wonder researchers conclude that more effective and indeed foundational to any legislative action we may take is the gift of God's law. With it, we and all of our neighbors can give shape to the world around us. Love God and love your neighbor as exemplified in me, says Jesus, and teach others by your word and by your living it. It has always been about relationships, hasn't it? peace and justice, happiness and greatness blossom when we see law in this light and we become deeply thankful for the gift.